Healthy Church Faith Avenue. In 2021 in GCI, we're focusing on the Faith Avenue with our theme of Faith Forward, and we're just going to dig into what happens in the Faith Avenue. If we were going to summarize the Faith Avenue in one word, it would be discipleship. And I think when we hear the word discipleship, if we've been in church for a long time, it can be one of those things where it becomes very programmatic. So it's like all these formulas and things that you have to do pop up into your mind. However, when we think about our call to be disciples, it just means being a follower of Jesus. And so whenever we think of the Faith Avenue, I always want to think that there have to be only two components, that it's relational and that it's formational. When we talk about relational, we're talking about being in relationship, because that's really what being a disciple means. It means being in relationship with Christ and being in community with his followers. It's formational because we live out our faith. It's not just something we think about or believe, but it impacts the way we live our lives. And so if we're living out the Faith Avenue, if we're growing in being disciples with Christ, it is relational and formational. And I think the power of the Faith Avenue is that it helps people experience belonging in Christ. Belonging is a basic human need, and being a part of something bigger than ourselves, and that's what we're created for, is to be a part of the kingdom, to be in relationship with God and others. And so the Faith Avenue really is one of my favorite parts of being in the life of the church, because to me it's really the essence of what we were created for. It's where we go deeper, and it's where we grow, and it's where we're transformed. There are three sub-teams that happen within the Faith Avenue. The first one is church life, the second one is connect groups, and the third one is cross-generational care. So I'm just going to give you a brief overview of what each of those mean. When we talk about church life, we're just simply talking about what does relationship building look like between Sundays. When people come into our churches, we want them to experience the joy of relationship with one another. And for that to happen, we need to be spending time with each other to be really formed in relationship and as followers of Christ. We need to be spending time together outside of the Sunday worship service. And so if you look at the roles that we've created for these sub-teams in the new team-based pastor-led model, you see that there's the idea of having an activities coordinator, the idea of building that relationship within the walls of the church. In the Love Avenue, we spend a lot of time thinking about events outside of the walls, but we want there to be balance. We don't want people to experience relationship only when we're going outside of the walls for seekers and then come inside and be like, these people really don't know each other. And so if we're going to have a healthy Faith Avenue, there needs to be times that are set up where there can be relationships happening, bonding happening with members within the church. The second part of the Faith Avenue that we're going to talk about is connect groups. And this might be a new word for you, but basically when we're talking about a connect group, we're talking about a small gathering of people coming together to talk about what it means to be a disciple, to talk about what it means to be a follower of Christ, to spend time in the Word with the living Word. And these things happen oftentimes not inside the walls of the church, like we're talking about in the church building, but in homes where people can break bread together and share time together. So when we talk about the roles of what happens in a connect group, we often talk about there being a host, someone who's responsible for creating that relational atmosphere, someone who is maybe providing the food, putting it together. Then there's also someone who's a facilitator who creates that space of discussion for growing and learning and talking about, okay, this is what the Bible says. How does that apply to my everyday life? And so once again, we show that there's multifaceted parts of the teams that make up the sub-teams of the Faith Avenue. We know that there's a lot of moving parts that are happening, but that's why we have our Avenue champions who are responsible for kind of creating these environments, for identifying the people who could fit within these roles. Other than connect groups, there's also cross-generational care. And when I think about it, it's the idea of all of the different generations interacting with one another. That's why if you look at our examples, you see that there's an elder care ministry and that there's faith-based, family-based youth ministry. And it's not that these are silos that don't interact. I think one of my experiences of being in the church is the ability to interact with people of generations, to build relationships with people who have gone before me and also people who are coming behind me. That's part of being a healthy disciple. And so when we talk about cross-generational care, we want to think about, are we setting up environments environments in our congregations where the generations can interact with one another, and where we're focusing on every member of our church, that there's no generation left behind, that we're really caring for each other, that we're really living out this gospel that we're learning about and experiencing. And once again, we come back to reflecting within the Faith Avenue. The Faith Avenue is really, really robust. As you just saw in this brief overview, there's several teams that are involved. It involves intentionality and thinking about what is the makeup and DNA of your congregation. And so this is not a one-time build-out. There's always that reflection of coming back to what's happening within the life of our church. Are we building relationships? Are there opportunities for people to be formed and to understand the practical implications of living out this faith, living out the good news of Jesus Christ? So I encourage you to just continue to go through the resources that we're going to be rolling out this year as we focus on the Faith Avenue and Faith Forward in 2021. Each GC podcast is going to have episodes that feature aspects of the Faith Avenue. We're going to be having church acts that help you build this out. And it cannot be built in a day. It's a Spirit-led process, and it's a process that's figured out in community. Come together with your teams, look at the tools that we're rolling out, and think about what is our next right step. How can we continue to grow in relationship with Christ and one another? It is not a one-time thing. It's not something you arrive at. It is a lifelong process, and we're so excited to be with you on this journey.